We are learning Maseches Bar Metzia, Daf Nun Hei Mabeis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei Mabeis. Talk to Mishnah. Chamisha Chumshim Hein. We learned the last Mishnah is Chamisha Prutois, but now we're going to learn there's Chamisha Chumshim. There's five things that have to pay a Chaimish. And it's really, we'll see in the Mishnah, it's really more than five things, really five categories. Elu Hein. The first four are, it's really five, are all in the category of truma. Ha'oichel truma, if someone eats truma, a zar eats truma, he has to pay back kerem v'chaymish. The trumas meiser, someone eats trumas meiser. Trumas meiser is what a levi takes off his meiser and gives to the kohen. Truma is what a yisrael gives off his produce and gives it to the kohen, a certain percentage. And trumas meiser is actually 10% of the meiser goes to the kohen. Trumas meiser shall demai. And the mai is what you buy from Ma'aretz. Ma'aretz, we name on, they take off truma, but they don't take off meiser. So when you buy from a demai, you have to meiser it. Now the meiser you could keep, because the levy can't demand it, and the zar is allowed to eat the meiser. But the truma's meiser belongs to the kohen, that you have to take off and give it to the kohen. The achala. Achala is also called truma. Achala is when you make a dough, we have to take off a certain portion and give it to the kohen. Babakurim, that's the first thing that sprouts to bring it to the kohen. So these five things, truma, truma's meiser, truma's meiser, shaldemai, chala, and bakurim are all called truma. And the law is, if a zar eats a b'shaygig, he pays a chaymish. Mois of chaymish, he pays karen plus a chaymish. Va'poida neter avai, someone who is poida neter avai, which means the first 3 years of a fruit tree, it's arla. The fourth year, it's you let it eat it, but you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. And the same thing is ma'isa sheni, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Ma'isa sheni is the other 10% that you take off, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So there, if you want to redeem it, shalayim, mois of chaymish, you add a chaymish. Ha'poida es hektesh, if someone's poida his own hektesh, mois of chaymish. Just like when ma'isa sheni says shalayim, also only when you poida your own ma'isa sheni, you mois of chaymish. But if someone else's ma'isa sheni, if you poida someone else's ma'isa sheni, you don't bring it to chaymish. Ha'poida es hektesh, mois of chaymish, your own hektesh, mois of chaymish. Hanena mishal pruta min hektesh. If you have another mishal pruta, which means you do me'ila, mois of chaymish. If someone steals from his friend and swears that he didn't steal, and he makes a shuah shekin, his maida afterwards, mois of chaymish, he added chaymish onto the gezela. So what are the five categories? Truma is the first category, which includes chala makurim. Second category is ma'isa sheni, which includes neter revai, which is the fourth year of arla. The third thing is hektish, when you pay the mois of chaymish. The fourth thing is me'ila. That's when someone is nena, but iser in then from the hektish, he pays the chaimish, and a goyis chaver also pays the chaimish. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rava, Kasha leil Rav Elazar. That the Mishnah said that chumas ma'isa shel demai. If you eat it, not only do you pay the keren, you pay the chaimish. He had a problem. Rav Elazar had a problem with this. He also chum chizik the reim shel teira. Demai is only the rabbanon the chiyuv chumas ma'isa, and if you eat that, you have to pay keren chaimish. Is it as strong as eating a regular chuma deraisa? So what's the kasha saying? Why make it like a deraisa? Frank Toisvis, what do you mean? Top Toisvis on the top, second Toisvis on the top. I forgot the kam is also a fil yoisa mishal taira. A lot of times you make the bottom warning in the taira. It says there if it's shaykhli a knas. But here, there's no reason to make a knas. Once you say it's also, you have to pay it back. Why do you have to make a knas? So that's Mara's question. Why making chizik, like just the only reason to pay chaymish is because it's like the regular chuma. What's epis? Why would you make the rabbanon like the deraisa? Omar Rav Nachman, so that was the kasha. Well, that was the kasha. Why would you make the rabbanon as strong as the araisa? Omar Rav Nachman, Mashmul, Hamani Ramei. Yes, there's a shittas Ramei holds that you make the rabbanon like a araisa. The Omar also chama chizik the reim kachal teira. The chama made a chizik for the words for the takanas just like shal teira. The taimut in the araisa. And maybe get Medina Siyam. We know that someone brings a gift from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael. He has to say, the shliach has to say that b'fani nechtam was done with shema in front of me. It was signed in front of me. And the reason is, two reasons in Maseches Gittin, either because in Chutz La'aretz it's not pekiyum l'shma, so therefore you have to certify that it was a shma, or because it's not going to have a kiyum. You need mekayim to edim. And if you don't say that it was funny nechtam, you don't have a kiyum. Here the Masakin that he's believed as a kiyum. So maybe give the Asyam and Nas and Love, Lom funny nechtam, nechtam. Yitzi bavla mams, the mayor. Mayor says that if you bring a get and you didn't say funny nechtam, and then you use this get to get married, the vlad's a mamza, the mayor, even though it's a good get. And the Rabbanon was sacking for Nechem Echdem, but they made a chizik to the Reim. The Chama Imrim ain't of La Mamzer. Ketzad Yasa. This Ketzad Yasa going back, or a mayor, or a Chamim. Before you gave it, you could, before they get married, rather, Ketzad Yasa, what you do? You could take it back and give it again and say Fanechem Echdem. According to the Rabbanon, will help even after you got married, because if you're a Rabbanon, it's not a Mamzer. But according to the Rameo, it will not help after you got married. You have to do it before you get married, take it back and give it in front of two and say Fanechem Echdem. And the Gemara continues. You tell me if you use this get to get remarried, and the shliach didn't say b'fari nechta, b'fari nechta, and you tell me it's a vla mamzer? What's pshat? Anytime you change the way the chum set aside the way to make gittin, the way to give a get, you have to leave that marriage, the second marriage that you did with this get, and the vlad is a mamzer. So you see, Rav Meir holds that he made chizik l'shavverim k'shal tayr. The question was in our mishnah, it says he paid by chumas ma'isa karen v'chaymish, but chumas ma'isa shal demai he paid karen v'chaymish, but chumas ma'isa shal demai. Demai is the rabbanon. So he's saying, yeah, even by the Rabbanon, you made like the rice, like Rameya says, by Gittin, that you made it the Rabbanon of Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta, like Kilo gets not kosher. Masir HaShesha, Shesha has a kasha. You tell me Rameya holds that we made Chizuk of the Rabbanon like a deraisa. Masir HaShesha, Mechal Moisa Kesef Al Kesef. The law is, if you have Kesef Maisa Sheni of Demai, we're talking about here, Kesef Maisa Sheni of Demai, it means Maisa Sheni of Demai that you Mechal onto this Kesef, and you have this Kesef, Mechal is a kesef on kesef, nechoshes on nechoshes. You allow the mechal kesef on kesef, nechoshes on nechoshes, and even kesef on nechoshes. Kesef on nechoshes is going down a darga, it's going from money onto nechoshes, which is payers compared to kesef. The chila works. V'nechoshes al payers, and you allow the mechal and nechoshes al payers, which means in this case, means you're going to buy the payers in order to bring up your shlaim, and you bought it out of your shlaim. But Rameir says, V'yachsev yiftes payers of Rameir. Rameir says that you should rather then pay the back onto money and bring the money up to your shlaim, because that's more lechatchila. No, yalo peres yochav shlaim. You don't have to do that, like Rashi learned. You don't have to bring up the money to your shlaim. You can bring the peres itself to your shlaim. You're not worried to get ruined. But upon what do you see? That you can mechal kesef on a choshes. Umi mechalin and kesef on a choshes. You let mechal kesef on a choshes. That's what we're saying over here. When it comes to my sayings of the might, lechatchila, it sounds like I can mechal kesef on a choshes. How can you do that? Sela shemaisa sheni v'shalchul and shenis arvu. You had a sela of real maisa sheni, not the regular maisa sheni. The sela got mixed up with a sela of chulin. So what do you do? So maybe v'sela moyes. First, bring prutas. It's better to mechal kesef onto prutas because it looks like more like a chil. So instead of just saying I have two selas here, you can say like this: I pick up a sela, say if this is maisa sheni, good. If not, I want the other one that's maisa sheni to mechul on this chulin. But you don't do that because they're both shlam are kesef. So you try to bring the choshes here first. So you bring the value of a seller in a choshes. Whichever seller is the maisheni one, mechalelas amayis halalu. It's mechal on this prutus. Then ubaris yavashbam. You pick out the best of the two slum, and mechal le. You go from the choshes back onto the seller. Peisha amru mechal amayis kesef on the choshes v'daychik, because Chazal said the v'daychik. In the case of it got mixed up, you can mechal kesef on the choshes. And like Rashi says, if you sure can't mechal kesef on kesef, because that's not their achil. So therefore, you don't do that and say the seller goes, you say, this seller, I'll say, is my sheni. If it's not, let the other seller be mechal on this. You don't do that because you're not mechal kesef on kesef. Only kesef on choshes. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns, if you look at the fourth wide line, he says, Omer mechal kesef on choshes medaychik. Av kesef a kesef, lav der achil hu. Va filu medaychik nami loy. That's the halacha. So you do medaych loyshe kaim kain el shechaz mechalam al kesef. When it's on the choshes, you still put it back to kesef because it's better to bring the kesef itself. It's more lechatchila, and also because it shouldn't get rusty. But k'tani mius, what does it say in this mishnah regarding ma'ase sheni mamish? Mechalam medaychim, medaychim shlo medaych loy. Only medaychim, not shlo medaychim. It says in the mishnah before. By my sheni shal demai, it says you let el chatchila do kesef on choshes, and even more, it says you do kesef on kesef, which Gemara could have asked. It says even kesef on kesef over there, and the Gemara could have asked the kashim there also. So you see that Rav Meir did not make chizik for demai like my sheni. That's why we're more cooledik by kesef on kesef on choshes, because that's demai. Demai is more cooledik than regular my sheni. So you see, he's more makel. Rav Yosef, you're right. Af bishemekel Ramei b'pidyonai. Ramei is more makel comes to pidyon that he says that my sheni shadvai is more cool than the ma'aseh sheni. But machmer v'achilasef. He's machmer by achila, and he's machmer by achila, and that's why by chaymish, which has to do with achila, being paid to eat, there is more machmer. How do we see is more machmer? The tain learned to the tesepta. Lo yitiru limker d'mai al sita im bavad. Usually when a talmud chacham sells his tuah, we assume it's gemaisid, and therefore he cannot sell it to a regular person because that person assumes it's gemaisit. But he could sell it to a sitan, which is a huge wholesaler, because when anyone buys from a sitan, they know the sitan buys from all different spots, and therefore he probably bought from Amaretz, and therefore he'll be makbid himself to take off maisit. So le'etir limker demai el a sitan bavad. Or Baal Bayis, ben kach ben gatorach last rameh. But a Baal Bayis who's selling, even if he's selling to store owners, but since everyone assumes he is a chaver, so he cannot sell without being ma'isa first. He could sell, even about ba'is, let us sell to a chemveni, and he could, and not worried because they'll just ibe ma'isa. That's what the chum hold. Chum is both ways. Rashi says, he sells a lot at a time, like a sitoin, then he's treated like a sitoin. So what do you see over here? Rameyer, when it comes to eating, he's more machmir. He's machmir by demai. He says that when it's, you only can sell it to a sitoin, but a Baal Bayis can't sell it. Or Chamhol argues. You see, Rameyer is more machmir, and he holds that by demai, you can't sell it. So you see, you find over here, that when it comes to achila, he is more machmir than when it comes to pidyon. Taka by achila is taka more machmir. And that's what we're holding right now. We'll stop right here in this recording. That we had a kasha on the Mishnah. Our Mr. Smachman, Shumim Smaish, Shal Demai, they have to have Karim Chaim. He says, yeah, because he's going according to Rameo, he's Machmir by Gittin. You're going to ask me, we find that he's not Machmir when it comes to Machal. So he says, by Pidyan, I'm more Makel. When it comes to selling it to eat it, or be Pidyan to eat it, there is more Machmir than by Stam Pidyan.